Bridges there, bridges open. Thank you very much. Adigo operator, are you there? Adigo operator, are you there? Maybe not. Okay, if the bridge is connected, let's hope that all the magic is actually happening. Well, I'd like to take a moment to open the floor and get some feeling back from particularly the regional leaders, but also the ALAC in general, about what was going on this morning, what we were hearing, what we are perhaps looking at as possibilities of next steps. Because what I came away with from our discussions this morning was very exciting opportunities, but hard work to be done. To that end, I think we need to rely on the regional leaders working in close coordination with the ALAC members in each region, regardless of their status of elected or nomcom, to really sit down, perhaps in a side session during this meeting, and start fleshing out some meaningful possibilities from this morning. One of the things I discussed off channel with Mandy, and thank you, Mandy, as you leave, I think we are more than pleased to have you here.
I'm not running away. I'm going on to the next thing, but I am here and happy to have offside conversations and come to meetings and other kinds of things. So.
Well, what we're going to try and organise is a slightly orchestrated get-together from our side, so that what can come to you is not a whole cacophony of different ideas, but a few people have got together and reviewed what we've said this morning and perhaps put some next-step opportunities together. To see how we go. One of those things, however, was something that fits very much back into the regional, and something we'll be looking at a little later with the dashboard, for example, that Lacrallo has put together. We have an inability for the ICANN, the wider community in ICANN, to know and recognise what sort of talent, what sort of connection, what sort of skill sets we actually have. So I think there's a piece of internal strategic planning that we might perhaps spend some time in our next session looking at. Not just at what can ICANN do for us and what we can do for ICANN, but what we need to do for ourselves to market and promote ourselves more effectively and more efficiently. First of all, to meet our regional and local needs, but also to ensure that the incredible wealth of talent and potential that we have, not just in the ALSs and their stature and their connectivity, but the rank and file members of some of these organisations. These are very, very valuable assets, and yet we're not listing or promoting them. So some of the things like the shared tools that Mandy was talking about, and we seem to have lost audio totally. Something's definitely gone wrong. Can we just test? Okay, we seem to be back on again. Thank you. One of the opportunities I think we have is to do a little bit of internal review, meet our local outreach needs, but also make sure that good work and what we are doing is in some form of a repository, not just publicly available, but available specifically for parts of ICANN and ICANN leadership to look at. Now, how that happens, I don't know, but where we can stick it in terms of relationship with our implementation plan is our own choice of collaborative tools and how we do education and upskilling of our ALSs. So I think there's a couple of opportunities where we can say, well, we are meeting our improvement planning process by doing this. But first of all, opening the floor to general thoughts and comments about this morning. Go ahead, Alan.
I have the luxury of speaking not as a regional leader. This morning's discussion was unbelievably encouraging from my perspective, in that we've heard back from Mandy the kinds of things that we've been saying for the last couple of years. It comes with a caveat. Don't make promises you can't keep, because we're going to be measured on how well we do the first few things.
Indeed.
So if you're going to involve people, make sure they understand that we need to deliver on what we're doing, because otherwise I don't want to be the one sitting around 2 years from now saying, give us a try again, this time we'll do it right. So without casting aspersions or implying anyone will not meet all of their commitments, we know how hard real life is, and let's deliver, but let's do cooperative things, but make sure that we do deliver.
Thank you, Alan, and I'm sure that's something that, particularly when we get excited about how much we could do and what we'd like to do, we may have to do a prioritisation exercise, both within region and from our global multi-regional perspective. We also need to make sure that we don't have needs and desires that are competing interests between or causing rifts between the regions. So if we can get together and do, I think perhaps with your regional leaders, you're now having regular regional leaders and secretariat meetings. If some of these activities can be focused on there to make sure that the needs of the many aren't outweighed by the needs of the few, that would be a very, very good thing. And perhaps having that feed formally into a ALAC and regional leadership meeting. And I'd like to think that we might be able to formalise having one of those, say, midpoint between the close of this meeting and the Brussels, because I think we're missing opportunities to work more closely with each other. Any other people wishing to speak to what we covered this morning before we launch into our continuation and next steps? I see Carlos and Andreas' hand is still up in the Adobe room. Is this new? Okay, Carlos, go ahead.
Sí, igual que Alan, me pareció muy interesante la conversación que hemos tenido esta mañana, pero fundamentalmente quiero rescatar lo que decías vos, Cheryl, en relación a la posibilidad de promover nuestras habilidades en nuestras regiones a fin de poder hacer más de lo que queremos hacer o de lo que podemos hacer desde esta mesa. Creo que podemos dar mucho más en nuestras regiones y con nuestras ALS, y si esto lo ponemos en conocimiento de Mandy, por ejemplo, u otros cuerpos de ICANN que puedan ayudarnos a hacer efectivo esto, sería maravilloso.
Thank you, Carlos. Andrés.
Sí, no, debe estar de antes mi mano levantada, pero la quería aprovechar, así que estaba buscando el chat. I'm being slow.
Yeah, I think we're doing it all. Okay.
Bueno, en realidad es para entusiasmarse lo que se vio esta mañana, pero si yo me entusiasmo mucho, ustedes después no me entienden. Así que prefiero en realidad ser cauto de lo que plantea Alan respecto de que en realidad es una oportunidad y que quisiéramos saber cómo se desenvuelve esto en los hechos. También es cierto que hay que guardar algo de prudencia en este aspecto. ¿Y se volvió a perder, Darlene? ¿Se volvió a perder?
Absolutely not okay. Exactly. That is exactly what I'm about to raise. I think we need to ensure that what you understand we're hearing is accurate, and what those of us in English.
Can I get?
What we've heard so far is you've said several times you want to comment on what I said. Yes.
Yeah.
That's all we've heard.
Yeah. So Andreas. All we have heard is All we have heard is your wish to comment on what Alan has said, and an awful lot of okay. And I'm quite convinced that you said more than that. So, what I'm going to ask you to do, and I do apologise, is to, if we could run it from the top, and this time let's be very certain that we have language coming through slowly enough, but also that we're hearing more than just what we know is obviously not what you're saying. So, try again. Sorry, Andreas.
Bien. Simplemente, para no ser largo, es para estar positivo, mantenerse positivo respecto de las expectativas que hay y respecto del potencial que tenemos en la región y en el conocimiento. Olivier decía que no podemos esperar que la gente que se involucre conozca tanto de ICANN. Sin embargo, sí podemos esperar que la gente que está involucrada desde hace un tiempo comience a conocer más. Esta semana en LACRALO, 5 personas que están involucradas en el proceso de la región fueron becadas por Diplo Foundation para hacer el Internet Governance Capacity Building Program de 2010. Silvia es una de ellos, así que bueno, también la felicito públicamente. Y hay otros miembros de la asamblea del LACRALO que están en ese camino. Muchos van a participar de la South Summer School of Internet Governance que se hace en San Pablo. Yo estoy convencido de que debemos elevar regionalmente el nivel de discusión para estar al día con algunos otros ámbitos en donde se discute. Hay algunos pequeños avances en este sentido y bueno, que hay un montón más por hacer. Simplemente que es un mensaje optimista desde el punto de vista regional, desde decir, creemos que estamos en una buena senda en ese aspecto y reconocemos lo que nos falta, pero seguimos siendo optimistas.
Thank you, Andreas. And I think when we move this afternoon into how we're going to more effectively engage the ALSs in not just outreach but effective policy development, we're going to find that not just LACRALO but many of the regions are going to have very similar needs. And when there's an identified similar need or facilitation that's required, I think that gets escalated to something that the ALAC needs to pick up and help you with. But I really, really want to focus on making sure that regional things happen regionally based, and we're here to help wherever that goes across regions. But it is important that we get ALSs involved, and that probably means rather than having regions take the responsibility, for example, with briefing calls on topics, that's handled at this higher level because that's a better use of resources. But we need to, I hope at the end of today, establish who gets to do what, whose main focus and role, rather than duplicate effort, and also look then how we can ask for specific support or funding where it fits within our implementation of ALAC review outcomes, because there are a number of those recommendations where building those regional engagements will fit. Sebastian, go ahead.
It's a question. When do you want... I think we need to discuss a bit on the budget planning, because I think if we don't get... Muy bien, entonces me voy a hacer en español, así te dices que en inglés.
No, we get him started. Don't confuse
him. Vous voulez que je parle en français, c'est ça que tu dis à l'heure? Ok, I will turn to English, if you agree. Just a question. I think we need to work on the budget planning. Because even if it's not inside the strategic planning what we ask for, we need to see how what comments we need to do on that. And if I want to say something about that, but when it's a good time to do it.
Unless there's other conversations following up on this morning's work, it's a good time to do it now. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I try to... not really read this whole document, but I try to find the word ALAC, at large, three-time ALAC, one to say about last year, one about the pie with the budget, and then very, very little. When you talk about registrar, 31 time, and registry, something more even. And I think then we need also to know that there is no Rallo. And what it's once again astonished me, it's the only contractual relationship between ICANN and our organization, it's at the Rallo level. We, as ALSs, when we participate to the formation of the Rallo, we sign a contract, an agreement, MOU, I don't remember the name, but something. Yeah. And then we are contracted party in ICANN.
Our relationship isn't financial.
No, but we... Okay, you are taking the financial side. When ICANN have a MOU with the state, with the Department of Commerce, it was something.
Sebastian, may I intercede? Just be careful what you ask for. In the other contracted parties, ICANN expects money from them.
I can once again be careful, but we have to leverage the fact that we sign something with ICANN, and it's not. I feel it's not done, and I don't see why. Because I am taking the word of contract, it's money will flow in one way and in the other. And then to come back to one of my points, that we need really to discuss this. This document, and maybe the right place could be the finance committee of the at-large or ALAC to do some part of the work with the regional leader. And as a joke, I hope that you will find this a joke, sorry, because it's in English. I try to find the word ALS, and there's a lot of ALS somewhere, but a lot is coming from goal, because I can have a lot of goal. And I would like... And I would like this to be right, go ALS. Thank you.
Go ALS.
That's good.
very clever. The proposal there was, and it's one that we should formally discuss now at this meeting, that the existing financial subcommittee, the budget and finance subcommittee of the ALAC, take a role working directly with regional leadership. That's Sebastian's proposal. What's the thoughts around the table? And I understand the metrics, but I'm also at high level documentation a little less concerned about the number of times names and words are mentioned. I think if we do continue to show clearly by what we put in public comment and the amount of work and thought that goes into what we say, we will get higher profile, but we may not get it overnight. So what's the view of any of the regional leaders on that concept of, I guess, having an ad hoc side activity during this meeting, remembering that we actually have to get this commentary and feedback done in fairly short order, so a lot of the work has to be done while we're together here. Nobody has any comment at all. Evan, your light's still on, so I'm going to make you talk.
Well, I wasn't going to answer this, but raise something else, and it actually goes back on what Sebastian said on... I actually think it is a little bit interesting, not specifically engage in a word count, but I think we're starting to see in some people in our region some real cynicism creep in, and it ends up being we talk and talk and talk and talk, and there's so few results coming back. And I think I don't know who to talk to, I don't know where to talk to, but there's just a seething frustration in... when we come out with policies and there's no mention of it. When ICANN talks about all their stakeholders and their discussion starts to sound more like an industry association than of a public interest body. this has a very disconcerting effect on people that have stepped forward, put forth policy, given their time, and then see very often not even so much as an acknowledgement of what they've put in. This is, I mean, I want to be optimistic like Andre says, but it's becoming very difficult. We have both a blessing and a curse in North America of having some very, very long-time people involved with ICANN, many of whom have been dropping out. We have, I won't name names, we have people within the North American region who have been involved as individual members who have unsubscribed from our mailing list. They basically said they've had enough. And these are people who have contributed significantly to what we've been doing. I don't know who to talk to within ICANN to say, at least acknowledge us, okay? If you're going to say we've listened, we've heard, but we disagree, that I can live with. But to have things like the DAG come out without, you know, and at one point, Nick went through a very good long list of differences from one DAG to the other and saying, well, these are things that we asked for. But just so much as when they're going through, here's the list of comments that came in, and I don't know if I'm putting this very well, but it's just a very, very general sense of frustration that I think is happening. And when I hear the comments that we had this morning about more engagement and outreach and things like that, there's a part of me thinking that we also need to consider inreach, and that's making sure that the people that are already here continue to be engaged and stop seeing and have less reason to be cynical. I don't know if I've made my point clearly, but...
One of the things I noticed, because now Matthias has managed to put a screen close enough that I can actually see the Adobe chat room, and I've got a small chance of understanding what's a red X and what's a green tick, as Adam is in absolute agreement with what you're saying. And I suspect that if we did a quick poll, we'd find most people would be in absolute agreement with what you're saying. But we also need, I think, to recognise that whilst in many of our cases, our levels of frustration are near critical because of, in some cases, longevity, and in some cases because we felt like we've bashed our head up against a wall for so long on similar subjects. It's probably important, and now is not a bad time to do it, if not now, maybe later this afternoon, to take stock and look at the very positive changes that we've happened. Let's look at it. Let's look at just 12 months ago, pre-at-large summit, compared to now. There is really quite significant changes. We didn't have global partnerships or staff outside of those we had, you know, tethered and tied by contractual relationships to have to deal with us coming in the room unless we, you know, had some good reason. You know, Mandy was here not because she needed to be here this morning, because global partnerships were genuinely interested. And so I see this as not just light at the end of a tunnel, but a real opportunity. And the other thing I think we should probably take stock of is, when was the last time at the major introduction to the meeting attendees by the CEO, you had paragraph 2, if you ignore the words "Welcome to Nairobi and ICANN's 37th International Public Meeting" being paragraph 1, look at large. That's what it does. That is huge. And I think we need to appreciate that that's happening because of the work that all of you around this table have done and clearly are demonstrating with the policy development processes you're involved with the ALSs putting in work group efforts and energy. You know, some of you know how many hours so many people in your regions are putting into teleconference calls and work groups. I wonder how some of you are actually earning your daily bread with the huge amount of... Some of us are not, exactly, Rudy, you're correct. With the huge amount of volunteer hours. You know, if these... We might feel like we're underappreciated at times, but the evidence is showing me different. And I think if we can just throw out these little bits of positive back out to the community in the edges to make sure that those with energy and enthusiasm can stay on, and respect the fact that volunteers are volunteers and some of us will pack up our bat and ball and go home for different times and for many, many different reasons. But if we show progress, if we keep developing, and if we put into place everything that the at-large review improvements say, it will be a much more integrated with mainstream ICANN outcomes. So I hear what you're saying, but by the same token, it's only a few words on the front page, but you wouldn't have found the words at-large or ALAC other than in a diagram of the structure of ICANN, and then you'd see the ALAC as an advisory committee. But this is talking about at-large, the real grassroots end of the spectrum, and I think that's really exciting. Can I open the floor for comments there? Are you feeling within your regions that something specific can be done or needs to be done? Heard for North America, but then North America has also been engaged for a very, very long time. Adam's either waving to me or saying yes. So I see Adam and then I see Andreas. Go ahead, Adam.
I think the point about whether ALAC's comments or at-large's comments are taken into consideration is very important to follow up, and we should talk to David Olive about it. It was an outcome of the summit, and everybody wants to see how are your comments taken into consideration. If they're not acted upon, tell us why they're not acted upon. That's all we need, and it's only good policy practice, it's good governance for the organisation, and it's not being implemented, and we've asked for it for 18 months, and we're not the only ones who've been asking for it. So it's about time they did it, and that's about it, really. But we should follow up with David.
Yeah, and I think we need to note that David will be dropping in at about 1 o'clock. Some of us, including me, will be in a small informal work group meeting with new GTLDs specifically on morality and public order. But I think that's the sort of conversation while David's here. He does have a formal time with us on Tuesday. But I would like to think that's exactly the sort of mantle he should be taking up and forwarding on our behalf, because it's not just us. It's way beyond the at-large community. Andreas, go ahead.
Respecto, si bien ya hice uso de la palabra sobre este tema, respecto a lo que Evan marcaba, encuentro algunas similitudes con dificultades que estamos teniendo en nuestra región. Porque si bien el mayor tipo de trabajo tiene que ver con sumar nuevas ALS, que lo hemos hecho muy bien al principio y ahora está mermando, pero tenemos una buena representación con hacer un engagement de esas personas que están, pero también hay un grupo de gente, menos cantidad obviamente por la región de la que se trata, un grupo de gente que está calificada, que tiene muchos años involucrada y que no se siente identificada con la discusión y que sea, o en cierta forma, no es que se desuscribe de la lista, pero que no está tan identificada con la necesidad de participar en ese debate. Y se nos genera una dificultad, estamos viendo, estamos analizando, quisiéramos continuar analizando, y a lo mejor la respuesta la tiene otro ralo, ya la puso en práctica. Vamos a ver, queremos ver cómo hace Europa con el board, porque nos interesa ver cómo funciona ese board, a ver si nos sirve como alternativa para nosotros. Un agente nos pide, pero esto es textual, ALS nos piden que segmentemos información, es decir, que les demos menos información de esa cantidad que viene, que mucha es en español, pero mucha todavía no, y otros están en un nivel tan alto que nos dicen que hablemos de policy mucho más de lo que lo hacemos. Si bien a veces... ¿Is there a problem, Michelle? Entonces, no, en cierta forma, la estructura en la que estamos teniendo necesita un cambio para poder contener a quienes pueden hacer aportes importantes en policy development, para poder involucrar a estos aportes a otras personas, y para personas que a lo mejor están en sus ALS, pero quieren elegir algo específico en lo que participar y no tienen tanto tiempo para dedicar. Y yo las entiendo a esas personas y les está llegando todos los mails de toda la lista, todos los cambios del workspace, y no saben por dónde empezar. Pero no sé, a lo mejor el board es una buena respuesta para canalizar diferentes flujos de información. No sé cómo están las otras regiones para con eso, pero nosotros también tenemos entonces una preocupación similar a la de Norteamérica y no sabemos cómo contener a esa gente. Pero por otro lado tenemos esta otra. Y con lo cual hay como
dos espectros en donde se nos escapa un poco nuestra capacidad de generar, de aportar mucho o de contenerlos, ¿no? Eso simplemente.
Okay. I really do not believe that we have captured efficiently on the English channel the majority of what you were saying. But so to let's check on this. I'd like to tell you what I heard you were saying. Okay, I heard you call for structural change. Okay, to analyse the possibility of structural change. But what we heard was a call for structural change. We would like to explore then what the meaning and at what level you were referring to, because it did not come through clear. We also heard that there was the need to elect those who were willing to do the work. And from that, I don't think what you were saying and what we were hearing was accurate. So I'm very concerned that those in English and in French may not have accurately captured what you're going to say. So, again, I apologize, Andreas, but it's important we understand what Latin American and Caribbean are saying.
My Spanish version is in the record, so if you...
Please, go ahead.
Well, in the first concern was our lack of capacity of containing the people who are highly qualified and that have been participating for a lot of time, which are not so much as in North America, but we have 5 or 6 qualified, extremely qualified people, or 10 who have been involved from before Dan Lagrado exists. But then they are on the list, but they say, well, let's discuss more than policy, let's hide the bar, let's do more efficient job. And on the other hand, we have some people that they are engaging, they are increasing their ability or their capacity. So there is great for us. This is the focus where we feel like we are going forward. But there is also a group of persons that, from their mouths, they said that the amount of information that is available for them, the amount of work, the amount of changes and structures and things you have to understand is a lot. So the every email on the list, plus every change in the workspace, plus every teleconference or every workshop, so for them it's a lot. So they were asking us to put some different levels of information in order to get them more brief information, but more precise. So I was just suggesting the possibility, but in a very low, and in a very, I was not calling for a change of structure, you know, and it was this to be understood very clearly, because in our last teleconference where you were participating, Cheryl, in Lacrallo, the translation also was tricky to us, yeah. So I don't want this to happen again, yeah. But usually the translation service is also good, so I have to be fair with them. Yeah. And in this particular matter, to explore the possibilities, perhaps we don't have the answer. Perhaps another RALO has done a better job. So I want to look at the Euro RALO board and how they arrange the information flow. But also, I don't know if we have the answer, if any RALO has the answer of how to get more involved the people who are really highly qualified in order to get more policy development input, because those people get tired when we discuss 3 hours about something and without an outcome. And we do a lot in our region and I guess in all regions. So there are 3 different points of focus. The people who are not so engaged and don't have a lot of time, so they want less information but more precise. The people who are starting to be engaged, that we are trying to do, I think we are doing a good job there. And the people who don't need more than discussion and to put their opinions, that we are not so successful in that, in containing those people also. So there are 3 different needs that we can identify, and we are not being so precise in the answer,
to get the three types of needs to satisfy those needs. So perhaps an exchange in between the five railos or the ALAC and the five railos could become a better outcome of this need. I don't know if someone else also shares my vision, because perhaps your vision is another one. Thank you very much.
No, thank you, and thank you for taking the time to repeat, because I was very doubtful that what we were hearing was what you were meaning. I do appreciate it. I know it's not easy working in English, so thank you. It makes it difficult to think and speak in one language and then have to repeat as accurately as possible what you've done in another one. I see... I see a number of points of agreement, but I also see a number of people wanting to respond to that question. And I think the order is Dave, Badwin, and then... So Adams first, then Tijani, then Evan? Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Adam, Tijani, Evan, then Badwin, then... Dave and Rudy. If we could use one or other technology and either of them worked, it would be good. Go ahead, Tijani.
Okay, thank you. I wanted only to say that we share exactly the same concern in our region, in the African region. The structure, I don't know if we can tell it in English, but in French we can tell it to make the information in different manner and with different details for people, for our LSs, for people who want them to be with us, is one of the concern. And it is, I think it is one of the most barrier to make people participate efficiently.
Okay. Thank you very much. Evan, Rudy, Dave, in that order.
Following on with being in violent agreement with Andres, I'd like to propose the use of a term that we should consider as part of the strategy, and I'd call that in-reach. And that is the concept of retaining the people that we have as much of a strategy as collecting new people. Because if we can't engage the ones that we get, then getting new people is just going to enhance the problem.
Yes, yes.
So I'm going to suggest, in-reach, as opposed to outreach, that we consider the idea of something that is designed from the beginning to engage the people that we already have, the ALSs that are here. Right now we're not doing enough for them. So if we're not doing enough for the people we already have, bringing in more doesn't help the problem and may only get the new ones cynical. They come in, they get bored, and we never hear from them again. So I'd like to suggest that almost as an explicit strategy to go alongside an outreach program to have... in business, it would be a matter of retention as opposed to getting new customers, retaining the ones you already have. So this is sort of understood in business circles. I think we can apply that here.
And just to make sure we're all looking at the right points, I mean, what that is doing is going immediately to outcomes of recommendation 3 and recommendation 4 from our improvements plan, that they are clearly talking about an ALS focus, existing ALS focus, not an outreach, new ALS focuses. And Tijani's work and the group that he put together with Fatimata for the Afralo outreach was very much about, it was called capacity building, but it was continuation in service education and upskilling to improve engagements of their existing ALSs. So I'm sure it's going to be, everyone's going to be in great agreement with each other. What we need to do is now get that somehow into some micro-strategic planning from the regions into ALAC strategic planning and into the bigger picture. Rudy, then Dave, and then Badwin, okay?
Thank you, Cheryl. I agree with what Andres brought up, and I support his proposal in that sense that it will fit in what we will try to propose this afternoon in trying to get out to ALSs and to understand what the ALSs are doing especially in the domain of working together or trying to work together with the CCTLDs. It's one part of the ICANN world, and I hope that we could exchange what happens between or what happens in each RALO and exchange the ideas of how to work together as a RALO, first of all, and work together, all the RALOs together. Because I think that there are quite a lot of differences between the way ALSs are working in certain regions, especially when I look to how ALSs are working together or try to work together with CCTLDs. It's completely different from what I see, for instance, in Europe. Another aspect I would try also through our project, our questionnaire, which we will bring up, is try to know who is representing the ALS, because we have got the ALS being selected and certified at a certain moment, but we don't know if the people actually representing the ALS are the same as the ones we find in the papers. So I think it's quite important to have an overview of all the representative of ALSs as they are today, because I think that if you send out a mail to the old one, they probably will not respond anymore. And we will lose a lot of information as it will not be channeled from the previous person to the other one. So I think it's quite important that at the RALO level we should understand better how the ALSs are working in the region, first of all, before we can catch them up and say they are not working for us or not working with us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rudy. And of course, it is very much a matter for the RALOs, although it does go to the next step that we do realise out of the at-large improvements process we need to meet, and that is that next step is a requirement of audit and bringing everyone's information and such back online. And there is, of course, what we've been waiting for since, let me see, I think it was the Los Angeles meeting. Our member-based system, which will apparently answer all of these problems and needs with user ability to update and change information and for us to all have microspaces. I'm glad I wasn't a betting woman and I didn't put any money on that ever coming home, because so far I'm be very, very disappointed. Next we have Dave, and then Badwin, and then Wolf. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I am totally agreeable to what Andreas did mention. I think that some ALS do not participate because they lack the knowledge. They are not being able to understand the current issues. When we talk about policy development, so basically they are at a loss. What I think that is important is the capacity building program or the outreach program of the ALAC is a must. I think that, okay, the ALSs should be empowered first so that they are able to understand the issues and so that they can participate in the discussions. For example, I can say that, okay, right now we have the Diplo Foundation doing a workshop on internet governance. So we can adopt the same model by at large, and then on each ICANN meeting we have a workshop which will be used exclusively to empower, to train, or to make the ALSs more convincing, more aware of the issues that the issues that are pertaining to the ICANN.
Thank you, Dave. There is, of course, more opportunity than just at ICANN meetings for that to go on, and I think that's something that we probably need to be fairly cautious about, not just thinking it has to happen three times a year at an ICANN public meeting or twice a year at an ICANN public meeting. There are opportunities, particularly at the regional level, where I think we can do better leverage work and effective outreach. I now have Badwin, then I have Wolf, Hong and Sylvia, and it would appear to me that I'm going to need to then pass the chair over. Alan, are you going to handle the next... section and through the working life?
Just give me 2 minutes.
I can give you 2 minutes. That's fine. Okay. Go ahead. Pardon? Go ahead.
Il y a un point qui semble être très, très important pour nous parce que nous avons eu ce problème dans ce qu'on appelle l'approche des internautes. C'est qu'on n'a pas pu mettre, c'est-à-dire expliquer l'organigramme d'ICANN. Parce que vous avez, par exemple, pour ce qui est CCTLD, il y a le CNCO, le GNCO, tout ça. Donc, nous avons les glossaires.
Yes, okay.
Ça passe, ok. Alors, je disais tout à l'heure, dans l'approche, disons, si vous voulez, de sensibilisation, on a eu très difficile à pouvoir expliquer l'organigramme d'ICANN. Alors, moi, je proposerais, s'il est possible, qu'à un certain niveau, pour pouvoir donner une bonne information et permettre aux acteurs, aux internautes, donc, c'est-à-dire aux utilisateurs finaux, de donner un feedback, de participer au débat, d'expliquer très bien comment est structuré ICANN. Hein, c'est-à-dire quand on parle de CNCO, quand on parle de GTLD, quand on parle de NUGTLD, tout ça, on donne le glossaire, ils lisent le glossaire, ils ont le glossaire, ils ont l'explication, mais alors comment ça fonctionne, comment ça s'organise. Donc ça devient un peu très difficile quand il faut expliquer cet organigramme-là dans l'ensemble. Ça, c'est pour les internautes finaux. Mais quand vous avez maintenant les multi-acteurs qui sont dans le pays, qui veulent savoir comment est-ce qu'ils peuvent s'intéresser et qu'est-ce qu'ils peuvent prendre dedans, ça devient encore plus compliqué quand on n'a pas, c'est-à-dire ce schéma d'ensemble pour leur expliquer comment s'impliquer dans le mécanisme. Je pense qu'il serait souhaitable, et ça, c'est ce qui nous a manqué, j'ai cherché sur le net, tout ça, partout, je n'ai pas vu l'organigramme à ICANN, à moins que ça existe, je ne sais pas. Alors, si on peut mettre à notre disposition cet organigramme-là, parce qu'ils en ont toujours besoin, savoir où qui toucher, comment toucher, avec quel fond, tout ça, je pense qu'il est très important que cet organigramme existe. Si on veut atteindre les données de réponses. Ah oui, je parle comme ça. Alors, pour donner des réponses conséquentes. Et ça, c'est un point. Et ensuite, il y a aussi un autre aspect, c'est au niveau également du fonctionnement entre ISOC, ICANN, AFRINIC, AFTLD et tout ça, etc. C'est-à-dire, la descente, c'est-à-dire, c'est dans le pays auprès des acteurs, ça vient de façon. Enfin, c'est pas tellement parfois très visible, on touche différentes communautés, mais la compréhension n'est pas la même. On ne sait pas ce que. Enfin, l'AFTLD, c'est quoi, l'AFRINIC, c'est quoi, l'ISOC, c'est quoi. Ça devient parfois très difficile quand on se retrouve avec tout ce monde qui veulent avoir une explication comment s'impliquer dans la définition de la politique. Donc, si vous voulez, de la gouvernance de l'Internet par rapport à l'ICANN. Non pas seulement là-bas, même dans l'IGF, nous avons ce même problème, tout ce qui est gouvernance de l'Internet. C'est-à-dire qu'ils sont dans les TIC, dans la technologie numérique, mais ils ne savent pas comment répondre, participer à tous ces débats-là, puisqu'ils n'ont pas la même. Ils n'ont pas, donc, c'est-à-dire, l'information bien structurée, bien envoyée. Ça pose un peu de problème, quelquefois, à notre niveau, pour discuter avec ces différents acteurs. Je pense que l'organigramme, au niveau ICANN, l'organigramme est quand même très important pour pouvoir expliquer à chaque communauté comment l'organigramme ICANN est structuré, qu'est-ce que le CTLD dans ICANN, qu'est-ce que le GNCO dans ICANN, qu'est-ce que ça fait le NQIC, parce que je suis dans NQIC qu'on essaie d'expliquer. Tout ça, il faut quand même qu'on explique, malgré le glossaire. Le glossaire ne résout pas le problème. Merci.
I'm going to put myself in the speaker list for just a moment. The comments that Badran just made are interesting. They're interesting in a sense that the problems he's describing in Africa are just as true in Montreal and New York City and San Francisco and Los Angeles. Getting people involved and getting them to understand so much interwoven technical issues are a problem, and it's not only restricted to the lack of materials in a given language, it's just that the environment we're in is very complex and very hard to get there. And I think we need to talk more. It's not good enough to demand that we get materials and stuff. We really have to think about how will we get people involved in the process And there has been a similar discussion going on in the GNSO, and Bill Drake is one of the people who have said we need ways to formally integrate people into the process, and it's not just a lack of material, it's really understanding how we can get people to go in, to get involved. Back to the speaker list, Wolf.
Thank you. It was mentioned before regarding capacity building for ALSs. I would like to repeat what our friend mentioned, that the Diplo Foundation currently is launching several courses on capacity building. And the next summer courses, there will be one course for Europe, there will be several for on the international level again, and I would like to encourage all of the RALOs to pass the information to your member ALSs, because I can highly recommend the capacity building program of the Diplo Foundation, and I see several people here around the table who participated at these programs, and this is a very helpful means to empower the capacities of our member ALSs or of people we know in our environment who are interested in general in internet governance issues, who can then promote their knowledge via these courses. Thank you.
Thank you. Hong, next.
Okay, 2 points. First one on outreach, another one on capacity building. For outreach, is sort of pathetic that we are going back to the old question of engagement of large structures again and again in many meetings. Well, apart from all the wonderful suggestions and the measures, as already been mentioned by colleagues from different regions, I want to go back to the point that's been raised by Evan in the previous session. That is it possible at all to have another a large summit? Is it sort of obscene or prohibited to talk it? Think about the enthusiasm that was stirred up by last summit, and think about the success of the meeting of the people around the world in one place. We don't have to tie the summit with ICANN meeting. Actually, we have a separate one. If the budget could permit. That's one point on the outreach. For capacity building, I would follow what Wolf said. There's Diplo Foundation's training for a future leader on internet governance is a very good one. I'm actually on the advisory board. I strongly encourage my the students, the young trainees, to join this project, to apply. Another program is also on capacity building. It's a summer school on internet governance. Now it's available in Europe and Latin America. They have a sort of a flying faculty, a group of people flying around the world to train the young people about the issue on internet governance. Domain name, ICANN, is one of the subjects. And this year in Europe, the summer school will be held in Meissen in Germany. In Latin America, I guess, the summer school will start very soon, probably in May. Oh, sorry, in April. All right, I guess several know that. In March, really? Oh, so that's another very... Oh, that's great. That's great. We have a great team here, so I don't know who else. Go back.
Andreas asked for a very short intercession before Sylvia.
Gracias, Alan. Bueno, además de estos puntos que destacaron Wolf y Hong, de espacios en donde se puede incrementar la capacidad, recuerdo la última teleconferencia entre los regional leaders, en donde se mencionó al espacio de ICANN Student Crit. Y no recuerdo cómo era el follow-up, el seguimiento de esta mención. Me pareció muy interesante a mí, en particular, ese espacio, que no está en Latinoamérica. Y, bueno, se entendió que se iba a dar pasos hacia adelante en la capacidad, en la posibilidad de hacer de esa iniciativa que es privada, si bien es privada, ICANN la apoya, de alentarla para que crezca más y para que nos permita regionalmente tener otro espacio más para incrementar la capacidad de los participantes en el proceso este de cada ralo. No sé quién o cómo estaba, lo hablamos en una teleconferencia y a lo mejor en este momento no tengo la respuesta, pero había alguien que estaba intentando hacer ese follow-up respecto de ICANN Student Cars. En particular en Latinoamérica me encantaría que estuviera este programa. Gracias.
Thank you, Silvia.
Creo que quedó bien claro de que todos los líderes de todas las regiones están preocupados con las ALS que están queriendo participar y de repente no pueden porque no tienen la debida capacidad, y muchos de estas ALS están participando en organizaciones como Diplo Foundation y tal. Pero a mí lo que me gustaría resaltar también es que hay algunas organizaciones, lo digo específicamente en mi región porque es la única que conozco, que quizás entraron al LACRALO cuando LACRALO se inició y quizás perdieron entusiasmo por los problemas que Andrés comentó que tenemos en la región, algunos porque saben mucho, otros porque saben pocos. O de repente hay algunas organizaciones que entraron en el año 2006 y que dejaron de existir inclusive. Entonces yo creo que tendríamos que organizar, ya que hay algunos procedimientos para convertirse en una ALS, también tendríamos que tener algunas normas, a pesar de que se sabe que somos todos voluntarios, pero cuando entramos ya entramos sabiendo que somos voluntarios, habría que haber algunas reglas también para permanecer, seguir siendo acreditada como una ALS, habría que tener algunas normas para permanecer y seguir estando. Porque si no, tenemos problemas, como cuando organizamos el Summit de México, que ni siquiera tenemos un email de contacto con el líder de la organización, como que puede haber cambiado, inclusive como dijo Rudy, que quizás cuando la ALS entró era una persona y ahora esa persona no hace más parte de la organización. Entonces tenemos ALS que yo las llamo de fantasmas, que algunas porque no existen más simplemente o porque no tenemos cómo conectarnos. Entonces creo que tendríamos que organizar eso también, reglas para entrar y reglas para permanecer o para desacreditar inclusive alguna ALS para poder tener quórum y para tener realmente una real participación y sin duda para aquellas que quieren seguir participando, implementar lo que dijo Eva en un programa de InReach o alguna cosa. Pero también tendríamos que ver que hay algunas que están anotadas, afectan el quórum cuando tenemos que decidir cosas y que ni siquiera nos podemos comunicar con nadie de esa organización. Solo eso.
Thank you, Silvia. I think Fuad was next.
Yeah, just to share sort of like earlier with my, it relates to what my African colleague was saying, that, you know, when we come from the developing part of the world, sometimes, for example, you must have seen that during the open mic sessions with the board, when an Asian comes up to speak, first there's a part of respect which goes into opening his discussion, and then they humbly start to speak, and they're slow at speaking. So they usually require like 3 to 4 minutes to get the message out, which is cut short at 2 minutes. So similarly, when we are communicating amongst our communities, our way of communicating with our people is a bit different from like what you call with like regular English communication. And to convince them, in every region, literally there's a different language mode, there's a different way to tell them how things run. And that is where local content development for awareness comes up. Similarly, if we look at the broader discussions that happen in ICANN, various advisory committees, you will find a lot of developing country people left out of the discussion because most of the topics, they gather around like global issues which are mostly influenced by the developed part of the world, right, in the internet policy making. So this is one thing we have to realize. And then there was an example of the Diplo Foundation course and the Euro Summer School on Internet Governance. Both of these groups specifically have people dedicated, resources dedicated, paid to manage the community networking online. And since I did the program in the Diplo program in 2006, there's a dedicated person which communicates with us all these 2-3 years. He keeps us connected. He ensures that we participate effectively together during the IGFs. We show up at the booth. We go into the meetings. We participate in award ceremonies of, say, in IGF, they had awarding ceremony of last year's program. So you see, there's an element that goes into structuring such an outreach program whereby over the years you'll build up these communities from specific countries. Say we have South Asian group of people. They can easily communicate with each other. So if you have a person dedicated to look after South Asia, he will be able to look after South Asia, the 8 countries. Similarly, if you have a person dedicated in Asia Pacific, that person will be able to. Right now, we have a very big communication gap between South Asia and Asia Pacific. And if you look at, I think it's the organization there is APRALO, Asia Pacific, right? How many people from the 8 countries of South Asia do you have in the APRALO? Just look at that. That is the first, you can identify from there how big the communication lagging is, right? So similarly, we have to structure it in such a way that we have maybe 1 person from these regions or 2 people who can coordinate activities, and they can be present in those regions. And if you go for an online program, the interesting part is the Diplo program has capacity building material available in multiple languages, almost international languages, all of them. The book used for internet governance is translated into Chinese, English, Russian, Arabic, French, Spanish. Imagine that. So this is something you will have to put in.
Thank you. I think Tijani, your hands up.
Thank you, Alan. I want to second what Sylvia said about the LSS. Sure, we have to do a lot for those ALSs so that they can participate efficiently. But if an ALS don't send an email on the list for months, for years, if this ALS never participate in the conference call, we have to ask questions about it, and we have to find a way to reconsider the accreditation of ALSs if they are really dead or not active.
I have one comment on that, but is there anyone else on who would like to be on the speaker list first? My only comment is an interesting one, I hope, in that as you all know, the methodology that we are proposing for selecting the at-large board member includes a component of votes that will be directed by or selected by the RALOs, which means the ALSs. And one of the questions that the community will without doubt be looking at is, how do we authenticate that community? To what extent does it really exist? And I suspect we're going to have to be able to answer that over the next months. So Sylvia's comments are timely, because whether we like it or not, it's probably something we're going to have to do one way or another. And in fact, is referenced in the at-large review that we'll be talking about after lunch. So it's something that probably, because of the at-large director position, we are likely to have to do sooner rather than later. And to anything that the ALS, that the RALOs can do to start preparing for that, I think would be wise moves. Do we have any other speakers? The lunch is supposed to be here shortly, but I haven't actually seen it yet. Adam?
Something that doesn't seem to be happening that we keep on talking about is a flow of information from the ICANN community generally that we can send in a sort of digestible manner to the ALSs. And I don't think that that's happening in an effective way, a regular way, in short, digestible amounts that an ALS might be able to look at and sort of coalesce or focus their involvement around. We're just not getting good information from ICANN to the ALSs in a format that I think is sort of appropriate for them. And we've talked about it a lot. You know, Evans put forward templates years ago about this and how we actually communicate with ALSs, how they meet their commitments that they signed up on, and all kinds of things. But I think it's basically that the information flow about all the different policy issues that are going on isn't good enough. And you can't expect them to go to a website. I think it has to be driven to the ALS level, partly because that's part of the commitment that ALSs make when they join, that they would have information made available on their websites. And I think that information should be being provided by ICANN.
I think your point is well taken. I'm going to follow it up with a question, though. With the possible exception of the parts of the business constituency within the GNSO, at large is the only group that is not here essentially as part of their business. All the other constituencies, all the other groups are all involved essentially professionally, for profit or not, depending on who they are. And therefore, we're the largest customer of the kind of information you're talking about. And I'm not sure we can get away with demanding that it be given to us, but somehow we need to find a way to work with ICANN to identify exactly what it is we need and be in the loop of the process of deciding what's the highest priority, what's the lowest priority, and how do we structure this. I'm not quite sure how to do that, but as the largest customer of such information, where the bulk of the other parts of the ICANN community don't need that, I don't think we can simply be on the demand side. I think we need to get involved in the process. And I readily admit I don't know how to do that. The kind of discussions we had with Global Partnerships today is promising. We need to enlarge that into other areas, I guess.
So I think we've spoken a lot about it, and it's very simple guides to any piece of policy development that's coming out. And whatever it may be, then, you know, a one-page guide that can go out to the community and allow somebody an entry point to say, yeah, I'm interested in this, I will go and look further. But it's simply to inform the ALS and anybody else, because it would be, of course, public information, but it would be to inform anybody that there is such a process going on, whatever it may be, and it gives them a taster to say, yeah, I'm going to investigate further, and give them an opportunity to provide feedback. This should be a two-way loop. Information should be going out to the ALS and the end user, and the end user should have an opportunity to comment back. And I think that's not what we're doing very well at the moment. We have a lot of information going out. It's not very digestible. It's very hard work to wade through. And we're not encouraging users to participate.
Tijani?
Adam, are you speaking about the newsletter of ICANN? There is all the information. You have all the process in the newsletter. In the newsletter. Of ICANN. So if you are thinking of something like this, it exists already.
Not really. I'm thinking, yes, that is one example of a type of information, but pick any particular policy issue that may be on our agenda today, or, you know, the agenda of the week, and why is there not a one-page or one-and-a-half-page introduction to that issue? It's not very hard to write impartial one-pagers. You can employ technical writers. There are technical writers who do this, and they can be translated and they can be sent out to the ALSs. And it seems to me that if you want the ALS to be able to respond on a set of issues, they have to have information presented in the most simple form. And then anybody who is within that group that wishes to investigate further can go to the comment pages, can go to the full documents, can go to whatever it may be. But we're trying to take people who are not necessarily even interested in, you know, a Linux organization. You know, they're not going to be interested in every piece of information that comes out of ICANN, but one member might be. And the important thing is to identify and encourage that one member to then provide feedback on those issues. And I don't think the newsletter does that particularly effectively. It doesn't have a feedback loop. It's not part of the process, if you like.
Heidi?
Adam, I thought your comments were very interesting. I'm just wondering, we currently have these podcasts that are being planned for about once a month, okay, English only, but once there's a distinct evidence that they're being used, then there's going to be some consideration of doing other languages. But in the past, I know that they've also developed one- or two-page briefing pages on particular topics. Are you saying that that would be more useful to do, as in addition to the podcasts?
Yes, I'd like something along the lines of the briefing papers on every major policy issue as it comes out. Podcasts are interesting, I think helpful, but briefing papers that are pushed out to every ALS will form a body of a record of a policy development process. That's one thing. Podcasts are not particularly accessible on a historical basis. But it's really it's pushing the information out to the ALS. I think we're seeing that, you know, we've already spoken about ALSs that have disappeared off the map. You want to keep them engaged. You want to keep them pounding them with information, if you like. Not massive, not 30-page or 100-page DAGs or whatever it would be, but simple, digestible pieces of information that they can say, yeah, I am actually interested in this. I may actually get further involved. And I think, you know, as I said, there's a template that Evan developed a long, long time ago on this. And sending it out, and it's actually part of the commitment that ALSs make when they join. You know, there are simple criteria that everyone has signed up for when they joined. I'm not saying that you punish someone for not having met the criteria until you've given them the opportunity to participate. So, Carlton's not here. He would have jumped down my throat had he been there. The point is that you have to give people the opportunity and the information to participate and to get involved and to contribute back.
I think there's a whole number of things involved, and in terms of the commitment of the ALSs, you know, one can go to an amazing number of ALS homepages and not even find a reference to ICANN on it, never mind the detailed stuff. And that too was a commitment. I'll give as an example something that I'm not pointing fingers at anyone else because I'm the lead person. There's currently a policy development process going on post-expiration domain name recovery. We have had, I'll make a very pointed statement, pathetic at large involvement in this, and this is an issue that involves real users, and the rationale for the PDP is to put in place policy which will protect users and registrants. And to be honest, it never dawned on me, nor did anyone suggest in this group, that we should put together a one-page handout to try to attract people. And I take responsibility for not thinking of it myself, but despite the pleas I've made over the last 6 months for contributions, no one else has suggested it either. And you're right, it would have been easy to write had we decided to do it.
You see, I don't think it should be done by you on an ad hoc basis. I think this should be a matter of process, that every piece of policy development that comes out of ICANN should be having short pieces of descriptive pieces that allows somebody to say, I might wish to get engaged. We're already somewhat expert. We know what we're doing, but ALSs are not DNS-specific organizations, or very, very few of them are. Whether it's an ISOC chapter or whatever it is, there's going to be, you have to hope, though, that within that ISOC chapter, there's going to be one person who would pick up on what you say.
So yeah,
we're trawling for information.
Yeah, Adam, I wasn't saying it shouldn't be happen automatically. I'm just pointing out in a particular case where there are several ALAC people involved in the process. Everyone has heard me give the speech, and no one suggests that maybe this is a good opportunity to do the first one. And that's telling a story, I think. And I don't know how we learn from it, but I think it's an important message. To the extent people want to keep on talking, we can try, but I suspect maybe we just eat. And we will now take a break so the interpreters can take a break also. We are, I believe we're back at 1.
which is 25 minutes from now. So we'll take a formal break until 1 o'clock, but 1 o'clock sharp, because we do have someone coming in to talk to us, and it's not someone we want to miss.